AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Indiana Governor Mike Pence has asked the legislature to amend the state's new religious protection law. He says it needs to be clarified because of the mischaracterization of the law, both online and in the mainstream media.
The smear here against this bill is that it created a license to discriminate or a license to deny services. And that's just completely false and baseless.
But Indiana House Democratic leader Scott Peleth blames Pence for the uproar.
His problem is that he's trying to govern a state that lives in the 21st century, and he still believes it's in the 1950s.
Police say a prisoner who escaped while being treated at a hospital in Northern Virginia has been captured in Washington, D.C. Investigators are trying to figure out how Wusen Asai was able to overpower a guard and steal her gun early this morning.
Two people should be able to certainly guard a prisoner securely. What we're investigating right now is to what his shackles, were they loosened, were they not on, was something not followed.
U.S. Marshal Bobby Matheson, police say Asai stole two cars as he tried to make his getaway. He was arrested after being spotted by a private citizen in Washington. Nuclear talks between Iran and six world powers in Switzerland may continue beyond today's deadline to reach a so-called framework agreement. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says if progress is being made, then they should go on.
It also doesn't make sense if we are getting serious engagement from the other side to just abruptly end the talks based on this deadline.
The main obstacles continue to be uranium enrichment, limits on Iran's nuclear research and development, and the timing and scope of lifting of sanctions. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 93. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has vetoed a bill that would have blocked the administration's efforts to make it easier to hold union elections.
The new rules from the National Labor Relations Board would have eliminated a waiting period for union elections. Businesses opposed the measure, and the GOP-controlled House and Senate, on mostly party-line votes, approved a bill overturning those rules, and the president has now vetoed that legislation.
One of the freedoms of folks here in the United States is that if they choose to join a union, they should be able to do so. And we shouldn't be making it impossible for that to happen.
It's the president's second veto since Republicans took control of Congress. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
A 10-year-old girl has died in an Ohio house fire hours before a man suspected of raping her was scheduled to go on trial. Two other people were also killed. Authorities say the fire does not appear to be linked to the trial, and there are no signs of anything criminal. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.